And I'll read something from I Heard God Laughing by Hafiz. How does it feel to be a heart? Once a young woman asked me, "How does it feel to be a man?" And I replied, "My dear, I'm not so sure." Then she said, "Well, aren't you a man?" And this time I replied, "I view gender as a beautiful animal that people often take for a walk on a leash and might enter in some odd contest to try to win a strange prize." My dear, a better question for Hafiz would have been, "How does it feel to be a heart? For all I know is love, and I find my heart infinite and everywhere." So top that.
I wrote it.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. I like that. What's that? Does anybody want the lights back up? No? No? You're awake. I'm going to clear my throat a sec, but I'll shut this off to do it. We'll see if that one does it. Okay. So, as always, you know, there's always so much to talk about. And, you know, the journey really is just that. It's just the journey of who we are. You know, we have both the inner journey and the outer journey. And when we're on this planet, there's always going to be a part of us, that animal nature, as Hafiz spoke about, that is always going to be focused into the world. And it helps to know that, to understand that. And the more you can allow yourself to let that be okay and to come into acceptance, that there's always that part that is of the animal nature. And the soul is here to experience that. So let that be part of the journey. Let that be the experience of this physical universe, that you as soul have come in here to experience a journey of discovery, a journey of learning and growing, a journey of experience, because it is the experience that is paramount here. It is the important thing, is to allow yourself the experience. But in that experience, as you walk through the world, and have all the experiences here physically you do, with jobs, with partners, with mates, whatever it may be. Always remember, though, that who you are really is that divine spark of God. You are that inner light and sound that we speak of. You are the truth of soul. And it is the truth of who you are that is on this journey of experience. So simply experience. Let that truth move you. Let the physical experiences be okay no matter what they are. All the pains, all the pleasures, all the joys, all the depressions. Let it all be okay. Don't judge any of it. But remember, the animal nature will judge, because that is the nature of the mind, the emotions, the imagination, and body. That's all part of the animal nature, and it judges. So know that there is that part of you that you are experiencing, called the animal nature part, that does judge, that does have a worldly focus, that is of the flesh. But do know you are that soul that truly is free, always has been. You as soul are free, and you as soul have chosen to experience this great journey of life in this physical universe and mental and emotional universes. This path of sound and light is simply a path for that journey of awakening back into the divine that you are. It's a threefold path. We speak of the path of meditation, the path of self-study, and the path of service. And it is those three actions together by which the soul awakens on its journey through life. So pay attention to all those three aspects of the one path. Know that even in the order that I spoke of those, if you follow that order, you're going to find the awakening. You'll find the goodness in who you truly are. Make the meditation, the path of meditation, first and foremost. Make that your priority. Look within to God. Look within to the soul. Know that the soul, in truth, is one with God, that it is one and the same. You and the Father, you and the Mother, you and the Creator are one. So let meditation be that pathway, that action, by which you come awake to know the truth of what that is. Because you will, if you allow yourself, and if you take the action called meditation. That's first and foremost. And then in that action, as we do the inner journey, that spiritual path of awakening to know the greater truth of who we are as divine, automatically it's going to begin to come up, that other aspect of self-study. Because in this journey of spirit, there is the awakening or coming aware and knowing who we are on all levels. Because awakening to the truth, the soul of who we are, we also awaken to the mind, to the emotions, to the imagination, and to the physical experiences in this world. So pay attention. Let the path to self-study be part of that action. Don't try to make yourself do one or the other. Just allow all of it to unfold because it is all part of the journey. Allow the inner awarenesses to just unfold automatically. You don't even need to go make it happen, to look, to create. All you need to do is simply observe. Hold that inner focus on the light of your own soul. And the light of your soul and those actions of the Holy Spirit, of God's loving, will bring to you the awarenesses, the awakenings, the enlightenments. Those actions that can take place where you awaken to aspects of self. So self-study is not necessarily studying intellectually. In fact, it's not that at all. It is about observation, to pay attention, to be aware what is going on inside of you, what is taking place spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And as you pay attention, the learning takes place. So allow the learning to unfold naturally at your own pace, in your own way, whatever the details are in your own life. Let that be your path of self-study. Of course, there's the outer actions of listening to talks like we're doing here, studying spiritual material. That is part of the action of study. But really, this action of self-study is applying those spiritual teachings. It's not about studying and remembering and memorizing spiritual teachings in the outer form. It is applying those teachings to the inner experience, so that you truly awaken to self and become aware, soul aware. Because as you become aware of all these different aspects of self, eventually you awaken to the fullness of soul, soul awareness. That comes through the self-study as you continue that practice of meditation to awaken to that inner truth. And then there's the action of service. The first service is to yourself, to serve yourself, the true self, the soul. And the way we serve the soul is by those first two actions. Number one, meditation. Serve yourself. Meditate. That is the avenue by which you will awaken. What good is it to go into the world and do all these great actions when truly you don't even know who you are? So make the first action of service to yourself, that you give yourself the opportunity to wake up and know who you truly are. Let that be the priority. Serve thyself to know thyself. And of course, number two, the other action of that service is called pay attention, the self-study, as I just spoke of. That's the second action of service, to serving thy true self. So realize as you do that, it will automatically awaken and take place because you give it the attention, you give it the focus, and you as a creator, a divine child of God, have come in to truly create and to learn through creating. So create the awakening, create the loving. In truth, it's already present, it's already there. So the creation and the creating is really, in a sense, just giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to that inner truth of who we are. One of the things that as we enter upon this third aspect of the journey of service is that there is also the outer action of service. Let that be secondary. But in that action of outer service, always keep in mind, even in those physical things we do, maybe to assist others upon their journeys, is always look to the divine within yourself and look to the divine within others and know that the actions of service that you do for others is truly, in a sense, serving that greater action of awakening within yourself and within them. But truly, you can only do it for yourself. So if you approach actions of service in the world with that focus, you'll know that really it is serving you to awaken to who you are. Jesus spoke of it as love thy neighbor as thyself. But which self? The soul self, the true self. That's the one to serve. That's the one to love. So even as you find yourself serving others, let it be a service to the soul. Just know that in all these actions you do, it's really your journey. It is assisting you to awaken to the truth of who you are. This is the simplicity of the pathway. This is the threefold path. It is all these actions together that make up the journey of discovery, of answering the longing within to know who we are, to really return and experience, to awaken once again to the fullness and that oneness of spirit, that we know, that we truly know who we are in that connection, the fullness that comes with being filled with loving, with the spirit. So just know as you walk this journey, it is those three simple actions together that make up the one path. And do know it is the journey. Let it be joyful. Discovery can be an adventure. It's as we allow ourselves to discover that we do learn, that we do awaken, that we come to the greater experience of that inner knowing by which we're seeking and wanting to know. Even the physical experiences that you have, no matter how challenging or how easy it may be, know that it is part of the journey. When you find within your life that you don't like what's taking place, you want to change it, you think it's wrong or bad, or you just don't like it for whatever reason, look inside to see that part of you that feels that way, that believes it to be so. Look inside to see what is that aspect of self that is judging, that is in fear, that does not like the experience that you're having. especially when you feel trapped, when you feel like you have no control or can't change what's taking place, that you just have to walk through this. A lot of times people call it, that's your karma. But what is your karma? Your karma is simply those opportunities, those experiences that you, a soul, have truly chosen in the realm of the spirit before you came into this body to walk through. By walking through is how you, a soul, are awakening to who you are. So no, it's not even about what physical experiences you're walking through or what you've chosen. What you've chosen truly is perfect because you, a soul, truly know that that pathway you've laid out to journey upon is really your destiny. But what is the destiny? The destiny is the divine awakening, not the end result of the physical journey. It is about the divine awakening. That's the true journey. That's the true destiny that every soul has come into this universe of time and space to experience, to know, to awaken, to know its greater truth is that creative action of God. We've all heard we are co-creators. So the lives that we create, what is it really about? It's really about the journey of the soul and the coming into the knowing of what that is. So don't look at your life as a physical journey. Don't look at it as a physical goal or something physically that we have to do to fulfill. But look at it as an adventure of learning and discovery. That it is through that journey of discovery and learning is what it's all about. Every single experience we have is serving us. Oh, that aspect of service, how about that? Golly, does that mean even the most horrible experiences in my life are an action of service? Is it me serving myself, or is it somebody else or the world serving me? Maybe it's all the same. Maybe service just is. Because if we truly are all one, then wouldn't it all be the same? Who's serving who? Let that one blow your mind if you think about it. But that's what you want to do. Blow the mind, the winds of spirit. This pathway, this journey of awakening, is a journey of rising above, because it is as we gain that greater altitude, as we rise above, we get to see clearly the truth of the journey. This is not a pathway of killing the ego or destroying the animal nature, of fighting the mind or the ego and overcoming that. This is not what this is about. This pathway is a pathway of awakening. And awakening is rising above so that you can see clearly the truth of all of creation. And not only as you know yourself as soul and awaken to what that is in truth, but you also begin to awaken and see the journey of all creation, the journey of creation itself, and knowing that these are simply aspects of the greater self. So if you can keep in mind and soul and all aspects of self, to when you find yourself in a struggle or thinking you have to quiet the mind or destroy the ego, think again. Remember, all you need to do is love God. Return to that point of focus at the seat of the soul, the spiritualized center, because that's the point by which we enter in and begin to lift above all these aspects of time and space, the illusion of the mind, the emotions, and the body. That's the simplicity of the journey. It is a simple journey. That's how easy this really is. Simply focus on the light of who you are. And the more attention and the more focus you give that, the more you will awaken, because you are choosing to rise above all the elements of the world. And it is in that choice by which you return. And even in that return, I know often we speak of when you take the last breath, you can return back into that oneness and spirit, where no longer you, a soul, need to reincarnate to experience more of this realm of time and space. But also know that is part of the journey. But also the journey in truth is simply awakening to know that right here and now, with no need to leave the body, no need to worry about whether you're going to be back or not, no need to fear life itself, no need to experience, to know, to understand that you are not the challenge, the depressions, the angers, the hurts that you may experience while you are in the body. But as you allow yourself to accept that's all part of the journey, is how you set yourself free. The freedom comes through your awareness by rising above. And you create the space by which that takes place by your actions of meditation. Because it is through that action of meditation by which you awaken to the truth of who you are, a soul, and by which you allow yourself as that divine spark to enter in to that river of loving, that radiant form, that purple or blue light that takes you to the gold and the white light and the clear light, the clarity of spirit. It is that river of loving, that purple light is, and that as we meditate, we give God the opportunity to bring us home, to bring us back into the fullness. But it's up to us to create that space. It's up to us to walk the journey, to experience, to let go of the fears, to let go of the desires, simply to let go and allow ourselves to awaken, allow ourselves to be carried upon that river of loving that will bring us through life. And when we do that, even the physical experiences we have in life take on a different perspective, a different experience inside. We see things differently. We hear things differently. We allow ourselves to experience in ways by which we never had before. We may even make new choices in our physical lives. But in those choices, we as soul know we are making those choices to serve us upon our journey of awakening, because there is a part of us that knows those choices are going to assist us to continue awakening to the greater freedom of who we are. Think about those times when you've made choices out of the struggle, the fight, the wanting to get away of something you did not like. You chose away from it. You maybe moved, walked away, ran away, but yet the struggle remained inside. I've done that plenty of times. I've moved so many times physically, looking for the new experience, hoping for that physical change in my life is going to make all the difference and I'll have a wonderful life. No problems, no struggles or challenges ever again. That never happened. Eventually I realized I couldn't run from the challenges and struggles, that they were all inside of me. The challenges and struggles were inside of me. So when I began, or should I say stopped the running, and began, what did it say, to face the music? To face the music, to face the music within. And sometimes that music was not music, it was just noise. Those were the challenges that I was running from. Those were the struggles. But as I allowed myself to turn and face the noise, I began to see the fears, the judgments, the expectations that were never met, the wishes, the hopes, and the desires, the disappointments, the depressions, the hurts and pains of all that I had experienced mentally, emotionally, and physically. That's what I was running from, and that's what was keeping me, in a sense, trapped, unaware, held in bondage to my own mind and emotions. But when I finally came to that point, when I was willing to face the fear, to face the noise, all of a sudden it began to change. I discovered fear does not like to be confronted. Expectations run. Judgments vanish. The illusion, the reflection that this world is, begins to melt away. Just dissolve, because I found that I was willing to face it, to confront it. That in that confrontation, the light of my own soul dissolved all the illusion. Because the light is the truth. The truth shall set you free. But what is the light? What is the truth? It's truly, simply loving. Just loving. So as I turned and faced the noise and just loved it all, just loved it, it just started dissolving, vanishing, running away. And then I began to awaken to the greater freedom and knowing the greater truth of who I am, the divine child of God. And boy, when you can do that and face those fears and challenges, you also will know the truth of who you are. And man, it is amazing when you awaken and know who you really are. And your life will transform, believe me, when you know that. When you experience that. It is such a wonderful journey. But man, it's a hard one. Until you face the fear, the noise, and then it does turn to music. Then it turns to music, the most pure music, the most pure sounds you could ever experience. You will know the truth of that. And the wonderful thing is, when you really awaken to that, you'll know that's who you are. And then what? What do you do once you awaken and know that truth? Well, that's what I'm discovering now. You just keep going. You just keep going. It doesn't end. The truth only gets better. Because the more you realize that, and the more you just keep walking the journey no matter what, you realize the illusion and the fears are but just a big facade and game. Then what do? You just love not only who you are, because you know that you are love itself, but you begin to love others. Service. To truly serve is to truly love, but to truly love, you got to know what it is. You only know the truth of that when you awaken to know the truth of who you are. And then when you love others, you know you really are serving them, because you know the truth of who you are and the truth of who they are in that loving. Because when you know yourself, you know others. You know God. And yes, on the journey, when you do awaken to the truth, the soul of who you are, there will be that day you see the face of God. You see the truth, God right before you, you standing before the Lord, open, loving, just receiving the fullness. Man, that was the best day, and it will be the best day for you to literally stand before God, experiencing that ultimate loving, hearing God talk to you directly. You'll love it. And then you just continue merging into the greater beingness that God is. No longer just seeing God, that beautiful radiant form, that face, but going into God and truly merging as a drop merges into the ocean, that you, a soul, merge into the greater beingness that is the Lord, life itself. And that movement is divine. So keep awakening. Just keep on going. It doesn't matter how hard it gets, and it doesn't matter how wonderful it gets either. The truth is, you're going to keep on going anyway, whether you like it or not. And if you realize that, why not just give it up? Just surrender and realize you can't stop it. And if you knew the truth, you wouldn't want to. So do yourself a favor and just give it up to God now. Give it up to God every day. Give it up every moment, no matter what it is. And live in that loving. Every single moment, I don't care where you're at, who you're with, or what time of day it is. Do it all the time. All the time. Do the loving. So love the challenges, love the fears, love the judgments, love yourself. And in it, you will know even that is all divine. Because you are the one who is making it divine. So the destiny is the divine awakening, not the physical experience, not the physical journey, but the spiritual journey. Simply love all of your physical experiences. Love your imagination. Love the fantasies. Love the unmet expectations. Love the emotions. Love the mind. And you rise above it all. And know the truth of who you are.